Zimbabwe, this is Sandra Nyaira standing in for Marvelous Mtlanga Nyawiye on the Women's Forum. I'm speaking with Dr. Fadzai Gwaradzimba, who was recently appointed by the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon as the UN's Deputy Secretary General responsible for safety and security. Welcome, Dr. Gwaradzimba.
Thank you very much for having me.
Let me ask you, as a Zimbabwean woman, what does your role at the UN mean for your fellow Zimbabwean?
One of the things that is so important, and my sisters, is that, you know, one is a role model whether they like it or not. I have benefited from looking at role model, my peers, those above me and those coming below me. And I thought to myself, well, one day some Zimbabwean young woman or young girl out there in Binga or wherever will look up and say, I want to work for the United Nations. Well, let me see. Google it. And she will find that there has been a Zimbabwean woman who is there at the top. And so that possibility, that credibility gap becomes narrower. She thinks, yes, I can do this. So-and-so has done it. And maybe they can link up with me and talk to me about what they want to do. So I think that my fellow Zimbabwean women will be and should be pleased. And hopefully they will also be cheering me on.
What advice would you give to them, those who are in and outside the UN who dream of one day, you know, breaking that glass ceiling?
I think the advice I have is one has to have passion for what they want to do and stay the course. There are going to be a lot of obstacles on the way. There can be friends saying, oh, it's not done, you cannot do it. It can be cultural or tradition, as you rightly mentioned. We have a very patriarchal society traditionally. And I think being different, people shouldn't worry about being different. Step a little bit outside of the box and do what your heart tells you. Listen to that inner drama. That is who you are, and that is what is going to carry you through all the institutional or social barriers. And I can't stress enough that excellence is so important. You have to be good at what you do, and you have to be 150% better. And that goes for all women. They have to work harder. They are looked at very differently. Society is not there yet in terms of we're on par with men. And therefore, as a woman, put your best foot forward, always be prepared and work hard and focus on what you want to do. And of course, network and ask for help, because people can only say no. So there is no need to fear asking for help. It doesn't show weakness. It actually shows strength. And that has helped me a lot also in my career.
Let's talk about mentors. Did you have one when you were, you know, climbing that ladder who encouraged you to keep going when the going got tougher? And are you willing to be a mentor to other women who are looking up to you?
Absolutely. As I said, there have been mentors, you know, above me and below me and, you know, within the same peer group. And I have had wonderful mentors. Some of them were my bosses. I can mention even the ones that I had at school at this Asha. There was a woman, I think she was called Mrs. Mutsairo, the first woman who had a university degree. And I used to look at her. I never talked to her. And I would think, well, I want to be that woman one day. That's another way of mentoring people, by role modeling. And I had another teacher, Mrs. Esaguli, a woman of four kids on her own. And she taught us science. And she just inspired me so much into saying, I want to be like that woman, smart, dynamic, and on the go. And in my current work, I mean, I've had many mentors, and those women have been tremendously important to me in terms of what you can do for yourself and how you can carry on, even as you say, the going is tough.
Your voice is obviously one that can be used to effect change as a top diplomat. And so looking at your country of birth, Zimbabwe, which for the past decade has been going through a lot of political and economic problems, do you have advice for the leaders in that country, what they could do, you know, going forward?
Let me put it this way, Sandra. Having lived outside of Zimbabwe for nearly 30 years now, it would be really presumptuous of me to say to the leaders, this is what you should do. But more fundamentally, of course, as a UN official, I am not allowed to comment on the politics, economics, etc. of member state nations. And therefore, this time I would decline to say anything. I love Zimbabwe very, very much, and I wanted to succeed. And I think tapping into the young talent that I see and the next generation takes the baton and carries it forward, I think there's a lot that could happen that would be very positive in that country.
You have been listening to The Women's Forum with me, Sandra Nyaira. My guest tonight was Dr. Fadzai Gwaradzimba, the United Nations Deputy Secretary General responsible for safety and security. Please remember to tune in next week. Marvelous will be back giving you more about Zimbabwean women wherever they are. Good night, Zimbabwe.